Restore the Fourth supporters met outside the Scott Matheson Courthouse for what they called 1984 Day. The day was named after George Orwell's classic novel, often cited as a warning of state surveillance run amok. Former U.S. Senate candidate Pete Ashdown owns X Mission, an internet service provider. He supports Restore the Fourth and believes the mass collection of his clients' data would be unconstitutional.
I'm not saying the warrants should be eliminated. Warrants are acceptable under the Fourth Amendment. What is not acceptable under the Fourth Amendment is saying all of my customers can get a warrant for probable cause. I'm pretty sure all my customers are not involved in a crime.
Sandy resident Macy Booth has been active in Restore the Fourth since June of this year. While this protest drew considerably less interest than the 4th of July demonstration at the NSA data center in Bluffdale, Booth cautions against dismissing her fight as a lost cause.
You're just going to sit here and let it happen, then you deserve to have this happen. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't willing to let it happen. And we're going to stand up, and we're going to show up at the courthouse on Sunday, and we're going to listen to a couple people talk, and we're going to show to our representatives that their constituency is not happy about it.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.